And welcome back, everyone, to Celebrating You, a TELUS series created for you and about you. It is all about you. It always has been. Contrary to whatever you've been taught, you know, what if it isn't selfish to be you? What if it isn't selfish to receive? And what if you are what the world has been waiting for? And who is that anyway? And what else is possible? So I'm Sheila Gale, so thrilled to be here and even more excited that you're here, thrilled about our guest. I love meeting and introducing new people or people that are new to me that are making a tremendous contribution on the planet, and that is our guest, Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams. A quick reminder that about 15 minutes after this call is over, you'll be able to replay it again, so please, you know, Facebook it, Twitter it, tweet it. Let's raise the consciousness on the planet together by sending these amazing visionaries and great energy healers to anyone and everyone you know so that we can take back our planet and take back our lives. So SheilaShowCelebrate.com/Karen is the call page. And let me tell you about our amazing guest. Tonight we're going to be talking about taking your life to the next level with Theta Healing. Oh, by the way, I got my microphone fixed and all that shuffling paper stuff, so hopefully we'll have smooth sailing today. On this call tonight, what we're going to do is learn what is personally holding you back from getting what you want out of life, how Theta Healing can unlock your subconscious blocks to success, and we're going to also experience the removal of more of those barriers that are keeping us stuck. So for nearly 10 years, Karen Abrams has been a practicing Theta Healer. She first came to Theta Healing after watching a friend transform her life, and she was very curious. So Karen began to use Theta techniques herself, gaining immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for years. She also discovered that Theta Healing improved her relationships and helped her achieve greater professional success. She is a UCLA graduate in psychology, and Karen has honed the listening and observation skills critical to Theta Healing through extensive experience. For more than 30 years, she's worked with a broad range of clients and all kinds of environments, from students, professionals, actors, writers, and she's also a healer's healer. Now she is a master Theta Healer and a certified instructor. Her practice is filled with clients and healers from around the world. She offers Theta Healing sessions in person and by phone, and conducts regular classes, teleclasses, to help you and assist you in applying Theta Healing to everyday life. So she works with everything from, you know, finding your soulmate to healing your heart, making money happen, making love happen. Tonight we're going to be talking about taking your life to the next level with Theta Healing. And Karen, wow, sister, great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
It's wonderful to be here. It's nice to have such a warm welcome.
Well, I tell you, we have lots and lots of people on the line that are excited about tonight. So just give us in a nutshell, tell us what Theta Healing is.
Well, Theta Healing is essentially a meditation that allows you to connect to God, Source, or whatever that energy is for you, so that you can receive a healing. And when you make that connection physiologically, your brain waves are going into the theta state. We have 5 brain waves that are active at all times. And when the theta brain wave is dominant, that's when we're going into our dream state. And we know through hypnotherapy, they use the same wave, and so there's decades and decades of research on the fact that the theta brainwave is how we access our subconscious mind. So we're able to get down in there, to put it plainly, and find out what are the subconscious beliefs, what are the feelings, what are the perceptions that are holding you back from living your potential right now and being happy and content and completely healthy.
So is that,
and yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. Is that theta state, is that the one that we hit right before we go to sleep, or?
No, it's actually once we're kind of, well, yeah, it's kind of like we're drifting off into our dream state. So you know that point where you're not really here, but you're not really there?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're just hallucinating? That's the safest state. I like to say it's a legal way to get stoned. So, and you'll feel that. You'll feel that today. You get spaced out. But you're co-creating. What we talk about in this work is that you're co-creating your reality through your subconscious, and you're co-creating it with this help of that source energy, that pure love energy. Mm. So the goal really is, the sinister goal of people who are doing theta healing, is to help you co-create a life, a conscious life, you know, that you really want. You know, instead of just have these beliefs about I'm not enough, I don't deserve to be loved, all of those sorts of things, that you want to be there and know that you deserve it, and that you deserve all the good fortune that's coming to you, that's here, all the money, you know, everything, all the love, all this, you know, your most compatible romantic soulmate, and everything. You deserve it all. So it's time to have it.
All of the above, as I say. Mm-hmm. All of the above. Wonderful. Yeah, because I noticed, you know, as I continue with all our listeners, you know, we listen to this person and that person, and we get really excited, and then we go, oh my God, you know, I made this money, but oh my God, now I owe so much and I lost it. And, you know, it's like, we're sick of that, and we think we're doing everything right, but there are this is missing pieces, which I think Theta is fantastic in really working with that. You come so highly recommended. I know that we have, Moira on the call, who has worked with you. Moira, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wow. She has such a good, clear voice. So can you just tell your experience before Karen, and then what your life is like now?
I'd be glad to. I first went to meet Karen when I was on the tail end of a back injury that had kept me in bed for 7 years. I had had 5 back surgeries. They all failed. My doctors assured me that, surgically speaking, I was at the end of the road. There was nothing more that could be done. And I realized that I was going to have to become the captain of my own healing team. I couldn't just lie there and hope the doctors would fix me. They had given up. So I started exploring alternative healing methods. And when I found Karen, I'd already been through about 8 months of hypnosis. So I knew I was a really good hypnotic subject. So Karen and I were able to work together really successfully right away. We were introduced by a mutual friend, and I blessed that friend, and I blessed the day that Karen and I connected up, because I was ready for a big change in my life. I knew there was something bigger and better waiting for me, even though I still couldn't be vertical for very long. I think I lay down through most of our session because I just couldn't sit, stand, or walk for very long. And what she saw were some of the unconscious programs that had been keeping me in bed for those 7 years because it didn't feel safe to be healthy. Another piece of it that she saw was that I was carrying a lot of trauma, shock, cell trauma, soul trauma from 7 years in bed. I mean, you go through a lot psychologically, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, especially when you're told, we can't do anything to help you, lady. You're going to be looking at 4 walls the rest of your life. So that created a lot of sluggish emotional residue and energy that she had cleared out in that first session. I didn't even know it was there. I had no thought of such that matters at that time. And we worked together in a few more sessions, and we've worked together since then. I think we met in 2004, somewhere thereabouts. And I would not have the life that I have today without Karen. But the biggest part of my success story, of course, is that I'm back on my feet again. After working with her, I was able to be vertical more consistently for longer periods of time. I started being able to drive again. I started being able to walk the four blocks to the beach again. I was able to take part in family gatherings, which I had not been able to do. She really gave me my life back. And wow. Starting from such a slow, from such a low level up to where I am now, I am just so thankful for Karen and all the amazing work that she's done with me.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Wow, that's quite a story. I really, really appreciate that. I just want to let our listeners know, let you guys know that, as Karen says, this we can explain this modality, but it's never fully understood until you get an experience of it. And so we are going to do some theta work on this whole group to help you kind of unclear some blocks that you have. So just want to get you guys prepared for that. We're going to do that in just a couple minutes. I just wanted to talk to Ryan, who also is someone that – hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So what's your story?
I don't even know where to start. I've covered a broad range of topics with this lady, as in I honestly would not be where I am today if it wasn't for her. I hold her solely responsible for everything I've achieved this far. But I will tell you the main story that I guess you could say would be the most heart-wrenching one. I was suffering from depression for a very long time, and I was on the other end of the spectrum where I had reached the breaking point of, you know, suicidal thoughts and tendencies, and I really had nothing left in me. Like, I had come pretty much completely given up on life, and she was right there with me, and we went through a handful of sessions going down to the very root of what triggered the depression initially and pulled out everything, like every single trigger, everything that caused it, and healed me from all the trauma and pulled me back from the edge, because I was right there. I was pretty much gone. I had nothing left in this world for me. And she pulled me back from the edge. And when I think about that point in my life now, it's almost like it was a dream I woke up from, like a nightmare that felt like it was real. And then I woke up to this real life that I'm in now. And I've never experienced everyday bliss and happiness just for no reason. Like, every day I'm just happy for no reason. And that was something I felt I would have never experienced ever again.
Yeah. Ryan, wow, thank you so much. You know, that is just a very inspiring story, because we have a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that are in the same place as you. So thank you for telling us your story. You really helped a lot of people. So that being said, thank you guys for sharing that with you. Let's just get right into this, shall we, Karen? We'll take.
Sure. What would you like to do?
Okay. We have literally dozens and dozens of questions from people, all kinds of physical, mental, you know, pain and worries. And so before I get into those, maybe we could just kind of, you know, get a taste of what you do and get some clearing going with this group. Is that okay?
Sure. That would be wonderful. Okay. So I'm going to conduct this like I do any theta meditation. The first thing I do is I'm going to ask you if it's okay to come into your space, okay? That means that I'm going to go into the theta meditation. I'm going to connect to God, Source, whatever your word is, and I'm going to ask you for permission. The most important word and the only responsibility you have is to say yes out loud, okay? Because when you say yes out loud, it opens up your subconscious to receive these changes. Understand that I cannot do anything to you. Essentially, what's happening is that we're all connecting to God, and I just get to watch the healing occur. And I make commands, but I'm the witness. Everything that happens to you happens, it's between you and God. And it means that you're ready to change the things that you want to change. So then I receive intuition about what's blocking you from whatever you want to heal, and then I'll say, would you like a download of this? Would you like to know how to do this? Would you like to know, you know, how to have a friend, you know, or how to have healthy boundaries? Or would you like to know what it feels like to have healthy boundaries, what it feels like to be loved? Would you like God's perspective on this or that? Because God's perspective is going to be the most loving perspective, and most likely your perspective on something that's troubling you is also harming you. And so if you get the most loving perspective, that's the best one to get. And at that point, you're going to notice how you feel. And people run the gamut from feeling something to nothing. Either way is fine, because my job is to witness. And if I see it, it's happening. Okay? So are you all ready?
We're ready.
Okay. So is it okay if I come into everybody's space? All right. And Sheila, you have to say yes, too.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, here I go. I'm going into the meditation. Okay, I'm just commanding God to give the healing. So I'm going to start out and just do some basic stuff so that you can keep any healing you get, okay? From a walk on the beach to, you know, great conversation, listening to your show, everything. And these are some basic stuff. So here we go. Would you like to know what unconditional love from God's perspective feels like?
Yes.
Okay. So it's coming into your body now. And I'm just watching that energy come into everybody with grace and ease. Would you like to get God's definition on what unconditional love is?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And would you, I have to stop for 1 second. You've got a really powerful group with you. These are some, you've got everybody, there's like tons of angels. And I can't tell the difference between the people and the angels, and the people may be the angels. But this is a very blessed group of people, very, really wonderful, powerful people. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective?
Yes.
Okay, and let's give you God's definition of that also. Okay. And would you like to know what joy feels like from God's perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll give you God's definition of that because some people don't know what that is. And would you like to know what it feels like to receive love from God?
Yes.
And know that you're safe, worthy, and deserving of God's love?
Yes.
Okay. And this is what I'm drawn to tell you, too, that there are three ingredients that are necessary in order for a life to exist. And I don't mean as a spirit, but as a body. And that's a sperm and an egg and unconditional love. There's that God spark that happens when they go together. And so what I'm hearing is that it's important for everybody to understand it's your birthright to be loved because you wouldn't be here if you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just very important for everybody so that they can receive love because somewhere down the line, whatever lifetime, whatever level, people forgot that they deserve to be loved. And that's what this is. God's going to go back for every single person on this call, everyone who listens to this call in a replay. Everyone who listens to this call over and over again, just to go back to that place, wherever that is, where you felt unworthy of God's love and undeserving, and God's going to change that for you from right there. And feel that like it's a switch, you know, on your wall for the light. Feel that light just turn on.
Yeah.
And understand that you are deserving. And that success tends to come to people who are deserving, right? Of success. They may have a lot of other problems. They may have this and a that and a that and a this. But they go, no, this one I deserve. And it's important for all of us when we're getting to this next level to have that. And also God wants to go into your cells and close off your receptors to depression. And open your receptors for joy so that you can receive it on a physical level. That you can receive bliss on a physical level. Open up. That you can receive unconditional love. And receive good fortune. And receive deserving. There we go. And let's close off. What is it here? There's something that God wants to close off here. What is it? It's just... this is very general. I've never had this happen. But it's like the creation of negativity. So close that off in yourself. Sometimes some people here are addicted to bad news. So is it okay if God just heals that addiction here and we shut off those receptors to bad news in your cells?
Yeah.
And there's also people here who are addicted to chaos. And so is it okay if God closes those receptors to chaos in yourself? There we go. Show you how to live without that. There we go. That's much better. And open them for enthusiasm. There we go. Wonderful. And would you like to know what discernment is from God's perspective?
Yeah.
And understand how to live your life being directed and protected by God's discernment instead of fear. Is that okay? Now, would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved from the inside out?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to know how to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and what that feels like. And know what it feels like. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of growing up stuff in here. Would you like to know what it feels like to be valued from God's perspective? And know what it feels like to be listened to. There we go, from God's perspective. And know what it feels like to be validated. And to know you're okay. That you're here and that you are making a contribution. Whether you believe so or not, God's going to change that for you and show you that you are by just being yourself. And that it's important. That's one of the most important contributions you can make. Because all of this work through Theta Healing, and really all healing, is about, and you know, like your show, Sheila, it's about getting down to the essence of who you truly are, right? Your authentic self. And that we want to learn how to be ourselves. All you're doing here today, like you're doing whenever you're experiencing healing, is remembering who you truly are from God's perspective. So would you like to know that right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you like to know, let's go in here. Woo, that's a big one. I almost want to stand up and applaud. Okay. And God just wants to let you know that you're not your baggage. You're not a grumpy person. You're not an impatient person. You're not an unlucky person. You're not a negative person. Those are just, you know, outgrowths and side effects of negativity, you know, of baggage. And the way it was shown to me was like, you know, as we go through our life, it's like we pick up this baggage. Oh, my dad never really loved me. Or he didn't know how to love anybody. Oh, okay, my friends never respected me. My sister never liked me, blah, 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 right? And it's like we're holding all these bags, these grocery bags. And it's hard to get anything done when our arms are filled with baggage.
Mm.
And so when we release that stuff, we're free to move about. And we're free to create wonderful things in our lives. And that's what this is all about. And would you like to know God's definition of what it feels like to be completely safe and secure?
Yeah.
From God's perspective, yeah. It's a good one. It's a big deal. Would you like to know God's definition of moving to the next level in your life?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to say something right here, that moving to the next level isn't about going from a 1 to a 2 and a 2 to a 3 and a 3 to a 4. If you're at a 3, you could go to a 10. It's what you're ready for, in change, okay? And how you're ready to accept that change. And would you like to know God's definition of moving forward in your life?
Yeah.
And here's a really cool one, too. This one was just shown to me recently, that all moving forward is bringing more joy into your life. What a great way to look at it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's another one that's coming up. Oh, this is cool. The unknown. I wish I could see the hands out there. If the hundreds of hands. How many people are afraid of the unknown?
Oh, yeah.
That was my fear for most of my life. I was afraid of the unknown. And it was very ancestral and a little bit this lifetime. And I came from a long line of scared people, I guess. And so what I found out that the unknown really was, or what it really is like, I was shown this image of just this ball of clay, and my hands were on it and God's hands were on it. And we're just co-creating that together. We're just, you know, making it into the shapes that we want. And ever since I got that definition, I feel so much better. Because, you know, we had to expect the worst for a while because we had to protect ourselves from the weather, from wild animals, from warring tribes. We had to do that. It was very necessary for our ancestors to have that kind of information and be ready for anything. But at this point, we can use our discernment for that part. We can be wise. We're not going out to be naive. We want to go move forward, but we also got to know we're doing it. And we're going to do this consciously. And even subconsciously, when we've changed our belief systems and we know that we deserve to be alive, we deserve to be loved, we start creating good things from there. And that's what's really great, too. And then the last thing that I wanted to say about something is about forgiveness. And forgiveness was another one of those definitions that I was just drawn to talk to you about here. Is forgiveness, the definition I got was letting go of the pain that you've caused yourself or that someone else has caused you. And that, when you can forgive somebody on that level, things get better a lot quicker. So would you like God to define, would you like God to download that definition?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. And then, all right, and one more thing before we go into some questions. Would you like God's definition of abundance?
Ooh, yes.
Yes, and know how and what it feels like to receive it.
Yeah.
And that you're safe and worthy and deserving of receiving it. And know how and what it feels like to generate it. And feel safe, worthy, and deserving of generating it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a good place to start from. Now you're ready for anything.
Wonderful. So we had lots of questions on, fear, worry, money, family stuff. What I want to say is if you're really stuck and really, really, really having some really tough issue, I mean really tough, go ahead and hit star 2. I really want to keep this and just know that every person that that Karen interacts with who has any part of this so-called issue, you'll be cleared at the same time. So even though she's speaking to one-on-one, it's working on all of us, on the greater good here. Oh, boy, those hands are coming up now, big time. All right, I'm going to start with 508 area code. Marla, go ahead, Marla.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. This is wonderful. It's my second time working with Karen, and it's just wonderful.
Hi, Marla. How are you?
I'm fine. But I have a particular situation where I belonged with a women's group, a gifting group, and there were many women in it, like 50 to 100 women. I was very close for like 2 or 3 years, and it turned out that basically what they were doing was illegal. There were people in Connecticut who actually, you know, stayed over who got in trouble for it. So I immediately disconnected, and I went through some type of separation anxiety. And I went to a seminar recently for my work in Delray Beach, and I found that I would only work with men, and I roomed with a man, and, you know, I have a problem with women now, and I just felt really, really betrayed.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
and
okay,
I don't know how to get around it. Yeah.
All right. Would you like to heal it?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So, and like Sheila said, everybody who's on the line, we're all here for a reason. We're all working out something together right now as this one big soul group. So everything that I ask, if Marla wants this download, this is all offered to everyone. So once again, just say yes out loud and it'll come to you also. And if you don't want it, don't say anything. You're okay. Okay. All right, Marla, here I come. All right, so you feel very betrayed by women right now. There's very high level, kind of like an 11 on here. So did this happen a long time ago, or how long ago?
Recently, like two or three months ago.
Okay. All right. So, and you had no knowledge of what was going on, and all of a sudden you went, you're very shocked.
Correct.
There's a lot of shock.
Right.
Right. Okay. So, actually, there's a few things that we're going to do here. There's definitely a lot of stuff about not trusting women, and some of it's ancestral, and definitely for the whole group as a whole, there's a lot of ancestral mistrust of women. And there's also this old biblical belief that women are sinners. From the beginning, there's nothing they can do because Eve did it. She blew it for everybody. So is it okay that God gives you the truth on that?
Yes.
Okay, great. Remember, everybody say yes. Wants this. Right. And so we had to start back there. And and let's show you, first let's give you God's definition of what trusting is.
Yes.
And you already have discernment, which is really important. And let's show you how to trust with discernment, okay?
Oh,
and
yes.
And know what that feels like. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because that always calls into question, when somebody betrays us, it always calls into question, couldn't I have seen that? Was it there the whole time? Was I lying to myself? Was I blind? You know, like these big judgments.
Right.
About
yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go back to yourself and you criticize yourself and that there's something wrong with you that you didn't notice that. So is it okay
Correct.
If God tells you the truth on that?
Yes.
All right, good. There comes the truth on that. There we go.
Ooh, felt that.
And, yeah. Yep. And then, is it okay if you let yourself off the hook? All right, you've like hooked yourself all over the place, like you did this to yourself. Is it okay
yes.
if you let yourself off the hook here?
Yeah.
So all the hooks and attachments you have to this event, let's have God lift those out and send them to God's light. And all that guilt and that shame, ooh, I'm feeling that right in the solar plexus, heart, almost second chakra too, because there's money involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have God just lift that out and heal that.
Felt it go back up.
There you go. And is it okay if you forgive them, which means just let go of that pain that they caused you? Is that okay? Is it okay
yes.
to let that go?
Okay. Yes.
A little grr, but it's okay. I can hear you. Remember, all we're doing is just letting go of the pain someone caused you. We're not saying good for you. We're not saying that was the best thing that ever happened to you, okay? All we're saying is letting go of that pain. There we go. And is it okay if you forgive yourself too?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. You are very, very critical of yourself. We all get that. I doubt there's a person out there who hasn't been critical of themselves or very critical. Okay. There we go. So is it okay if God shows you how to live your life without judging yourself so harshly?
Yes.
And I'll give you God's definition of what self-support is.
Yes.
And show you what that feels like. And one of the things also, self-support's one of those other famous definitions I have. It's bringing in the right people at the right time, okay? And it's the way you speak to yourself, okay? And let's let you know that you're okay, okay? And that you did go into this group with good intention.
Yes.
Really understand and go back to that space of why you were doing this in the first place. And then understand those were pure motivations. And they were coming from a very loving place.
Yeah.
So let's see what else there is. And is it okay if you just accept that this happened from God's perspective and learn how to unconditionally accept yourself for who you truly are from God's perspective?
Yes.
And the last thing I'm going to do right here is it okay to change that you can learn the easy way instead of the hard way?
Yes.
Okay. Is that right? I know. There's a saying, and I never quite get it right, but it's something about, you know, life's hardest lessons are the best ones, you know, or the life's hardest learned lessons are the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
And is it okay if God just tells you the truth on that?
Yes.
That it's always great to get something good out of, you know, and positive out of a negative experience. We just want to change you from attracting that. Okay, and let's show you how to learn the easy way.
Yes.
And learn through joy instead of pain and betrayal.
Yes.
Okay, and negativity. All right. Let's just release that, whatever is left of that betrayal, and then we're done. All right. How do you feel?
Different.
Yeah.
Light. I feel like, yeah, I could float.
Yay.
All right. Well, that's a good sign.
Thank
Just remember,
you.
You're in your chair.
Thank you. And God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Marla.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Wow. So Karen Abrams is our guest. We're going to take some more calls right now just for time's sake so that we can get as much work as we can. If you can just maybe say your first name and what your question is, because we can, Karen can hone in on it right away. I mean, that's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also just want to mention, because the special offer that you're offering today is actually teaching you how to do this work for yourself. It is called the Making Life Happen. It's a Theta Healing program from this master Theta Healer, Karen Abrams. So there's, 25 MP3 recordings, more than 10 hours of easy to understand, easy to practice Theta Healing meditations and exercises and they are divine. And they are designed to help you with virtually every aspect of your life, emotional, physical, spiritual, better sleep, money, business, improving your home environment, matters of the heart, healthy relationships. So if this work is resonating with you, you'd like to learn to do this for yourself and those loved ones that are in your life, you can just click on that special offer button. If you're not at SheilaShowCelebrate.com/Karen, just go there right now. Okay, I just wanted to mention that. Now, Jennyist, I see that you've had your hand up for a while. Go ahead.
Hi.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I'm just lost my. Hi, how are you? Yes, I just lost my job 3 months ago, and I'm thinking of going on my own, but I'm afraid that I don't have enough money to do that. Can you put me in that?
Wow.
You're kind of coming in and out. Is that happening for you too,
yeah,
Sheila, or is that just me?
Okay, so I'm going to mute you right now, but we did get your question.
Yeah, hearing you.
Okay. So,
I'm hearing you.
Okay, good. Okay, so it's back. All right, Jenny, is it okay if I come into your space? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Just say yes. Okay. So Jenny, there's a lot of fear inside of you. You don't know what's going to do, what's going to happen. Let me just say that first, let's release the chaos from your body and the fear from your body. Just as energetic, it's just creating this cloud so that you can't see forward. You can't see anything. So, and let's let you know that it's safe to see your next steps and what they are, okay? Let's just make sure that you can do that.
Okay.
And have God download clarity to you, okay? There we go.
Okay.
Good. Let's give you God's definition of clarity and let you be safe seeing what steps you need to do to create employment for yourself. Create a good living.
Okay.
Okay. And once again, that unknown thing is really important for you to understand that definition, that you are creating this with your hands and with God's hands. And it's important for you to have a clear idea of what it is that you really want to do and get a clear idea of the steps to do it, because we'll do the energetic stuff, but you still need to follow the steps of, if you decide you want to start your own business, you still need to follow steps that are proven steps of this is how you start your business, this is how you get clients, okay? So that part you still got to do. We can attract clients to you, but let's have God just download you your purpose in life. Okay, and why this happened to you. So anybody else that, if they want that, or they recently lost their job, they want this information, or they've gone through a transition, okay? There we go. Now let's pull the hooks, cords, and attachments to the fear that you have. I feel like you're grasping on the side of a building, you know, onto the ledge. And is it okay if God shows you that God's just going to put God's hands underneath your feet and just bring you into the building? Is that okay? So that you can feel safe again?
Yes.
There we go. Thank
you. Yes.
Because it's from this place of being safe. You've never felt safe. So let's just show you what it feels like to be safe from the moment that you were created. And everybody can have this. we'll do something for everybody here that's a really cool exercise. It's called Healing Baby from the Womb. And what it is we go from that moment that you are conceived and fill you with unconditional love all the way through your life, through now to your future. Okay? So if you'd like this process done right now, just say yes. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go back to that point when you were conceived. Yes. God's going to fill you with unconditional love and safety and security from God's perspective. There we go. Thank you. What it feels like to truly know who you truly are and that unconditional self-love and God's definition of self-support. Being able to receive good fortune. There we go. And be able to, and the ability to manifest positive things in your life now. Okay, so we're bringing all of those feelings all the way through from that moment of conception, through the gestation, through your life, all the way from your past, your present, to your future. There you go. And that's going to help take a lot of that historical stuff that's been going on. There's a lot of energy of failure in your field. And it's more fear of failure, can I say that? And God just wants to give you God's definition of failure, which is a mistake. Okay? It's important for you to understand. The most successful people in the world fail all the time. All the time. Except they don't take it personally. They look at it and go, all right, well, we want to do this. We got to do that instead. Mm-hmm. Okay, we tried this and that didn't work. Okay, what are we going to try next? Okay? So God's going to show you that. Let you let go of your definition of failure, which has been harming you and making you afraid. Okay? And we're going to give you this new one of just a mistake and a learning moment. And that you can learn everything you were meant to learn from the job that you had and the fact that you're in this transition now to creating something that you want. And is it okay if God gives you hope? Okay? To lead you forward? You've got hope and clarity. And self-support so that you're bringing in the right people at the right time. Yes. And faith, okay? And to be able to listen to the information that you're getting without having that chaos cloud your judgment. There we go. And then God wants to give a healing on your body. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. There we go. And that's for everybody. Everybody gets a healing on their body to remind you what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective. And have the energy to move forward with grace and ease and get to that next level and receive this good fortune. Yes. All right. All right, my dear. You are complete. How do you feel?
Thank you very much. Okay, better.
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Okay, we are going to go to, I'm just like saying, okay, guide me on who needs. All right, we're going to 505 area code. Go ahead, caller. Albuquerque.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, my name's Marjorie, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hi, Marjorie.
I would like very much to be free of scoliosis.
Oh, okay. You've had it for a while, right?
Yeah, 75 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like decades.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. When somebody's had a chronic condition for a long time, there's some benefits to it. So how do you think it served you? What do you think the best thing you've learned from scoliosis is?
I don't think I've learned anything except discomfort and wanting to get rid of it.
Really? Sometimes you learn
benefit.
How strong you are? That you've been able to withstand this?
I have withstood it, but it is a struggle. I would be so much better without it.
Oh, truly. No, I totally get you. Okay. So I feel like there's some stuff going on around this because anything in the back is about support. Okay? And so I don't feel like you understand from God's perspective what support is. So is it okay if God shows you that?
Sure.
And would you like to know what it feels like to be supported by the universe?
Yes.
Good. Everybody gets that too. And would you like to know what it feels like to be supported by your family?
I have no family.
But you had some at some point, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know what it feels like? There's a part of you that feels alone. So is it okay if God shows you the truth on that?
Sure.
Okay. And shows you how connected you are to everything?
I kind of think I'm already there, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm picking up may be on one level and not on another level. In this work, mm-hmm. we work on the core level, which is everything in this lifetime, your genetics, your mm-hmm. so that's what your ancestors believed, our past life, and our collective consciousness, and the soul level, which is the deepest part of all of those. So
okay.
you can have it on a level that's not conscious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I feel like you're a very strong woman, and I believe this was. It feels like the scoliosis is like an initiation for you in this lifetime, not a fun one, but. Is it okay if God completes this? What am I getting here? There's like an initiation to go to the next level of being in a body. I feel like there are some opposite lessons that you were learning learning how to love yourself regardless of what's going on around you and to love your body regardless of what's going on inside it. So would you like to know what it feels like to love yourself and love your body regardless of what's going on inside it?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of self-help stuff, and I think I'm there, but, you know, I can always
mm-hmm.
use more.
Yeah. But is it okay that we show you how you can do that without and that you can love your body and accept your body without having scoliosis?
Yes.
Okay, I'll show you what that feels like. There's a lot of resentment you have towards your body for doing this. And is it okay if God releases that from your body?
Yes.
And shows there's a lot of resentment and a little bit of, you've done a lot of work. So please understand that these questions are coming up because we're just scooping out what's left of what you've
okay.
already done, okay?
Okay?
So all of your work, and the one thing that's really great about, one of the things that's great about Theta is that all your other work counts. Everything matters that's happened to you. And so this might be just the last little, you know, window
yay.
You need to open to let all the light in, okay?
All right. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So here we go. Let's show your body, let's show your muscles around your spine how to relax and allow your spine to go into perfect alignment of a completely
yes.
healthy 28-year-old woman. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
And show your whole skeleton, all your bones, what it feels like to be in completely perfect alignment of a healthy 28-year-old woman.
Yes.
There we go. You can feel that, and men out there, you can have that for a man. There we go. And let's show you what it feels like to be healthy, to be out of pain and discomfort.
Yes.
And that it's possible for your body to let go of this pain and discomfort.
Yes.
There we go. Do you ever walk on the ground? Do you ever walk on the earth? Like on the grass?
On the grass, you mean? Yeah. Occasionally it's, you know, lots of bugs and spiders and stuff, you know.
Yeah. You can find a patch of dirt or something that you can put your feet on. There's
yeah.
really wonderful earth energy that's coming up that's going to help your body also. And I'm sensing
mm-hmm.
that your body misses that earth energy. And so God's also mm-hmm. just going to fill you with that earth energy right now as if you were barefoot on the ground
okay.
right now.
Good.
Make that a part of what you do, okay? And everybody's
I
getting that grounding energy.
Yeah, I can do that. I have a beautiful backyard, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. There we go. That is much better. There it is. Okay, and let's just have God see if there's anything else that we can do right now. Let's have God do healing on your back, okay, and your body here.
Yes.
Let's just watch your spine go into alignment. Let's watch your, you know, that you look like that perfect alignment in your whole body, all the way down through your legs, your feet. With grace and ease, it's relaxing those muscles around the spine and then teaching the spine to be in this, in the correct position, to have perfect posture from God's perspective.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. And all that sadness and disappointment, is it okay if God releases that from your body, from having scoliosis for so long?
Yes.
Yeah, let's just get rid of that. You don't want that in your body anymore, and your body doesn't want to hold it anymore. Okay. And God's going to show you how and what it feels like to live without that sadness. And get that replaced with joy. Okay?
Yes.
And hope, faith, there we go, good. It's coming up your spine. And that is our connection to God, too. That's one of the physical places that it manifests. All of the, you know, all the chakras are connected to the spine in different places.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Perfect. How do you feel?
You have touched me on an emotional level that hasn't been touched, I don't think, ever.
Wow.
Yay.
So... yeah, yeah. A lot of releasing. And it is this a process where the spine slowly straightens? Is this?
Yes, this is. I just heard this is going to be going on for about 4 or 5 days with you. It's a lot of work you just did in a very small amount of time. So your body and your mind is going to process it, and your body is going to process it. Okay. So just allow that to change and see where
you're at. I think you did the work. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. You get to watch it, that's for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Wow. And that's for all of you people with back stuff, back pain, carrying the load of the world. That was like a different person from when she first started the call to the end. Great work. Boy, you could really, really feel the energy shift with that beautiful, precious woman.
Mm, yeah, that was neat.
Yeah. So can I just ask you, we're going to take a few more calls here, but so
sure.
I'm just curious, and I've heard great things about you, and I knew you're great, you're wonderful at what you do, and people have tremendous results. This particular package that you're offering, just like kind of, can you tell people what they're actually going to get? I mean, can they really like learn to do this stuff themselves?
Actually, this is about getting healings. This isn't about learning how to do this. I do teach a basic theta healing class called Basic DNA that really is the driver's ed for becoming a theta healer. This is actually 10 hours worth of theta healing sessions.
So
they will receive all of this. So and they're geared for you to be able to use once again, over and over again. Not just for, you know, like ones on forgiveness, but you know what? You may need to forgive certain people over and over again to let it go. Or in different parts of your life, or points in your life, you can use this over and over again. And there's a theta meditation that really leads you up into what I'm doing. And you kind of go up into, in theta healing, we call it the seventh plane, which just is another way of saying that source energy, that pure unconditional love energy. And it takes you up into that energy. And there's a moment in there, there's a few minutes in there where I say, just say what it is that you want to be healed right now. And then let God do it and imagine that it's happening. And you get to stay up and hang out in that energy, and then it brings you back down and grounds you out. So you can use a lot of these. You can really use all of them over and over again. And like I said, there's things about love and money and relaxation, creating synchronicity, learning how to negotiate in business. You're going to learn how to feel worthy and deserving and loved. And it's just incredible. You'd be able to actually download sleep to you. This helped me. I have a 4.5-year-old girl, and when she was a baby and I was breastfeeding, you know, infants are sleep killers.
Really?
And this saved my life. And, you know, when you don't get sleep, you're off balance very quickly, to put it lightly. And I would literally download 8 hours worth of sleep into my body if I'd only had two. And it totally kept me sane.
I love
that. Probably, yeah, it reduced the amount of fights I had.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff for that. And then relaxation and getting the job done, like I said, healing overwhelm, balancing your body. There's just a lot of things. I wanted to go for a full spectrum.
Yep.
On all areas of your life so that you had at least one theta session that you could go back to for that.
And what's great, too, is that these audios are so cool. And if you have an iPhone or an iPod or iPad, you download them. I take them to bed. I go to bed with Karen. And it's to play while you're
sleeping. The truth is out.
In the most loving way. And alone.
Yes, of course.
Gil from Mexico City is just saying thank you so much for the liberation you're creating in the world. Azita from New York City is saying, please, please take my question. 17 years of marriage, 3 kids. The marriage ended 3 years ago. Her son is holding her responsible for ending the marriage. His anger is affecting his physical self. He's getting bald spots, digestive issues, and she's just, you know, a hot mess on that one. And I can totally, I went through that for like 5 years with my, I totally can understand that. So maybe we could work on that. Guilt, whatever.
Okay. No. What's her name again?
Azita.
Azita. Okay, Azita. You can say from wherever you are that allow me to come into your space if that's okay. Okay. So, all right. And just so you know, I'm a child of divorce also. So I was 3 and a half when my parents split up. And they both got married, I don't know, 1 3 years later and 1 about 6 years later.
Oh.
So I have all of those experiences back there. So, okay, my dear, let's just show you why you did what you did, why you left this marriage, why there was a divorce. Give you God's understanding of that. What were you really trying to learn here? I think it was a good decision. It feels like it was a good, solid decision for you to do that. And that your happiness was really in question here. I feel like your safety was in question, at least emotionally, if not physically. You have a lot of guilt here. A lot of guilt for changing your son's life and changing his family life.
Yeah.
So let's let you understand something here. God's just giving it to me, so I had to stop for a second. That you called this experience in for you on a soul level, and so did he. He chose his mother and he chose his father. And it's important that he learns what he's meant to learn from this, which is really about self-acceptance. He's learning about blame right now. He's very angry. I don't know how old he is, but he's acting like someone a lot younger. And he's just acting out. And he's very angry. I see him, he almost looks like he's tantruming. So you feel like you need to take on his energy in order to heal him. So those are vows you have to take care of him. So is it okay if God completes and finishes those vows to take care of your child?
Yeah.
And your son, good. Okay, so let's complete and finish those. And what I say about vows is they're promises, but they're too draining. You want to make your choices. If you want to take care of him, that's a great choice. But when you have a vow or an obligation or promise to, that's a whole other thing. It just it creates a lot of negativity around that. So there we go. Okay, there it goes. And is it okay if you let go of the resentment you have for your ex-husband? We need to do that right now.
Yeah.
Okay, and show you how to live without that. Woof, that's coming out. And then there's a lot of self-hatred here for causing others pain because of this. Mm-hmm. And because you didn't know how it was going to feel, because even though this was a good decision, there's a part of you that it feels like you got punched in the gut. So is it okay if God heals that?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. There we go. And all that abuse from that relationship, and remember, abuse is what we believe it to be, not what... There's no stock definition other than it's, you know, some form of negativity, physical, emotional, or energetic that's thrown at you that you accept. So that could be, you know, for some, it's your interpretation of what that is, the most important thing. So all that abuse that you received from your husband, and you felt like, let's also complete and finish the marriage vows you have with him and give you an energetic divorce of him. So everybody out there who feels like they're married to somebody or is actually married to somebody, and believe me, you can be married to your mother or your father or your sister or your brother or your best friend or your enemy. So choose somebody right here. Picture them, and let's have God give you an energetic divorce from them. Okay, or let go. Whoosh. And just watch that change so that, that eliminates all the unhealthy connections you have to that person. So that's what we're doing here, sweetheart. We're going to, you know, we're disconnecting you from all those unhealthy connections to him. And I get that if you do, then you're going to die. So let's have God tell you the truth on that. Show you how to live without being married to your ex-husband. And you've also agreed to take on all of his anger in order to heal him. So is it okay if God completes and finishes those vows and agreements for you?
Yeah.
There you go. There we go. Whew. Wow. And resentment. You want to take on his resentment and his hatred. So let's have God complete and finish those vows. Take on his resentment and hatred. And then let's get all of that resentment, all that hatred, all that rage out of your energy field, out of your body right now. This is no longer welcome energy in your house, okay? Wow, I can really feel that changing. Whoa. Okay. And And is it okay if you forgive yourself for wanting and getting this divorce and letting go of that energy, letting go of the pain that you've caused yourself because of this, and forgive yourself for causing pain to your son?
Yeah.
There you go. Just let go of that because it's not helping him. And God also wants you to let go of that resentment, his resentment, and the guilt you have, that, which is the reason you're holding on to his resentment. So we're going to have God release that guilt also, because that's like the tie. Here we go. And all the grief from getting divorced. Okay? And all the grief from that marriage and that disappointment from that marriage. Let's release that from your body. Enough already. Get that out of there. And this will allow your son to gain an understanding eventually. Because the problem is that he was so angry with you and you believed he was right. So you just took it on and it just magnified, and then he stomps his feet, you know, louder and louder and screams, and, you know, and that's sort of the way he's behaving. I don't know if it's physically really happening, but that's the metaphor I'm getting, okay? And allow him to process. He needs to process this the way he's doing it. So God's just going to show you how to fill his space with unconditional love and acceptance. Of, he needs to go through the stages he needs to go through. You just have to let go and allow him to do that. And let go and allow yourself to go through your own stages of your grief through letting go of this marriage and creating a new life for yourself. It was a good decision. Just know that. It was a decision you needed to be able to get to the next level in your lifetime. Coming from joy and receiving that joy in your heart. I just feel it really hard. I'm like pounding my chest right now. That you deserve to be happy. You deserve to love somebody who loves you back in a healthy way without hurting you, without harming you. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's just let go of that and show you what it feels like to be unconditionally loved by your father from his highest potential. You may not have ever experienced it in your lifetime, but from his highest potential, which we all have. Show you what it feels like to be unconditionally loved, protected from him, by him, and to let go of the abuse that he brought into your life. There we go. Whew. I kind of brought in this husband. Good. All right. Wonderful. That's going. And show you how to live without all that abuse from your dad. Let's show you what it feels like to be unconditionally accepted by your mother from her highest potential, and unconditionally accepted by her from her highest potential. There we go. What that feels like. And also what it feels like to unconditionally accept yourself and also unconditionally, once again, accept that this has happened and it's okay that it happened. And then let's just do a big healing on you and get back all those soul fragments from your husband, and he'll get his back from you, cleaned and washed by God. That's what happens when someone causes you pain. You give up a little piece of your soul to them, and they give it up to you. So you're just getting back what's rightfully yours, cleaned and washed by God, so that you can feel whole again and know what that feels like. And we're going to do something here for everybody that's really cool called repairing a broken soul. Okay, because your heart was broken and your soul was broken by this, but we're going to do the soul first. So if you'd like this, just say yes. And God's actually going to replace that light for you, replace that soul, and get a nice new one. There you go. Let's just have God. Wow, that looks beautiful. And then let's just have God heal your heart, heal your broken heart, and know that that's possible. There we go. There it is. Ooh, I could breathe better. Big thing just came out. Just get out those entities out of that. There you go. I hope you feel better. You look a lot better, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's great because that, you know, I went through my divorce 10 years ago, and everything that you mentioned, that is exactly what I went through with that, with my kids, and just the resentment and the pain and the fear that I destroyed my kids' life. And boy, I thought I'd let all that stuff go, but hearing you mention it again, and that was just wonderful for me and for so many people, whether you're an ex-husband or ex-wife.
Right.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful healing. Thank you so much. Do you have a little bit more time?
I have time for you.
Okay.
You
have a 4.5-year-old there who...
I also have another parent.
Yes.
So I'm not on babysitting duty right now.
This work is just wonderful. Who would have thought it could be easy? And, you know, Karen was mentioning how we make life so, so hard. So let's find out what's going on in Beverly Hills, area code 310. Go ahead, caller. Yes, that's you, 310.
Hello?
Go ahead. What's your question?
Oh, well, oh, my gosh, fantastic. I love Karen. I just did work with her, and I'm so excited. And I just finished what she just talked about with the woman with the son and the divorce is something that I personally have been dealing with, been divorced for many years, and the marriage was a very abusive marriage. And I have two sons, and my youngest, there's some issues with our relationship. And I'm being as patient and loving as possible and allowing. And he's just made made 21 this year, about a week ago. And I just really want to restore or have that our relationship completely restored. And I also have desires to be a theta healer. So it's important to have everything cleared within me, and I just wanted Karen to take a look at, you know, at me to see what else I need to do.
Oh, okay. What's your name again?
It's Tracewa.
What is it?
Tracewa.
Okay.
Tracewa.
Uh-huh.
Tracewa.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, it's an unusual name, so I'm listening. Okay. All right, is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. All righty. Let's see what we got in here. How long ago did this happen?
It's been, oh my gosh, it's been about 15 years now.
Okay. So he was 6 when it happened?
The youngest was actually 3. He was 3.
Okay. Okay.
The oldest was 6. Mm-hmm.
So, but is the youngest the one who's having the issues or the oldest one?
The youngest has the issues. He's still very confused.
Okay. Okay. So, let me see what's going on. Yeah, you've still got a lot of guilt left. Is it okay if God releases that for you?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And there's old resentment of him. It's still, we're close to the bottom of the barrel on it. Is it okay if it's just God releases the rest of that for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oof, it's like dark and blecky.
Yes.
It's sort of like what you see, like what plumbers see when they clean the pipes out.
Yes, I can identify, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you guys, are you talking, do you co-parent easily? What's going on with that relationship with your ex?
There's no communication.
Oh,
I've forgiven, but there's no communication. Like he will not, he's not open to the idea of co-parenting. I've raised a red, white flag. I've held the dove in another hand. I've had the olive leaf branch, and he's just not open.
Okay. All right. So he's gaining a lot of power by being angry still. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. That's interesting. You're holding his resentment of you in your field. So is it okay if God lets that go for you? That
yes.
You let that go? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, like when we see his fists, it's just like me. Whatever is left from that. You feel obligated to hold on to that. So is it okay if God completes and finishes those obligations?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. It's just, I'm watching his fists leave literally leave your field right now. That's pretty wild. Okay, good. Is it okay that you know that you can be a good person without allowing him to harm you energetically or physically or emotionally?
Yes.
And would you like to know that you're finally safe from him?
Yes.
Okay. And what does this have to do with your father?
My father, he transitioned when I was 14. I'm a daddy's girl. I was very close to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little angry that he did leave, but...
Yeah. Okay. So is it okay if... yeah, and God, you know, dads help us out in the world stand up, you know. And when they're not around, and especially when you wanted them to be around, it's a whole other thing. So is it okay if God shows you how to go out into the world safely?
Yes.
Truly,
yes, indeed.
And confidently?
Yes.
Okay. Let you know what it feels like. And let's give you God's definition of what the outside world is so you understand that. There we go. There's a lot of old fear of did you do the right thing. I know you know you did, but these old insecurities are like hooks on your back. So is it okay if we pull all that out?
Yes.
To God's light right now?
Yes.
Old insecurity. Because you know you did the right thing a million times over, you know. But it's this old residue. Woo! Oh, my God. There we go. Feel how much lighter that is now?
Yes, yes, yes.
Great. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's still coming off of you. And... then I feel like I'm hearing I can be free again. So let's give you God's definition of what freedom is and giving you what it really feels like to be free. Not only of him, just feel free. And let's show you, oh, here we go. Is it okay if God shows you that you can let go now of the resentment you have towards your father for leaving you?
Yes.
Okay, and give you the understanding of what was really going on then and why it was his time to go? Why I was told him? Was it sudden?
Pardon me?
Was it sudden or was it a sudden illness? What was going on?
No, it was very sudden. He was 38 and he had a massive stroke and massive heart attack simultaneously.
Yeah, it just feels like one day in, one day out.
Yes.
Like
yes.
A mini
one day
coma.
He was there. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so I feel like he was. So God wants to let you know something. Wow, so big heart. Stuff. I know it went with his brain, but boy, circulation was just clogged up for him.
Yes, yes,
whoa,
that's true.
Peanut butter in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like this. Slowly, the blood was not getting to where it was supposed to go. Slowly, 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 and then whammo. And there's something that God wants to let you understand that I know you have a lot of trauma around this, but you took on his trauma, and we're going to deal with that in 1 second. But you have to understand that he. What it felt like to him was like if somebody, you know, when you're walking along, if you've ever had somebody just knock into you and you're like, what? You know,
yes.
They just kind of give you a blammo and you're like, what the heck? And it's not that it hurts, but it was a, you know, it was almost like somebody, a block in football, you know, it's like, boom, And he was knocked out of his body. So it was like this slam, and he was
knocked
out. He did not feel pain. He's telling me to tell you, he did not feel pain. He was just knocked out of his body before he knew it. And, he was just, his insides are just, were really a mess here. He had a lot of issues that were just, I mean, look how early they piled up for him. So let's show you, let's release that trauma. First, God, you have vows to take on his pain in order to heal him. So let's have God complete and finish those. And there we go. And take on his, the trauma of his death in order to heal him. So is it okay if you complete and finish those?
Yes.
Okay. And is it okay if God releases you, releases his trauma and your trauma from his death from you?
Yes. Yes. Indeed. Please.
And then releases his shock and your shock from your body and your energy field too?
Yes.
Okay, good. Woo! And let's also forgive yourself for holding on to that for so long. Woo! This is actually going to help your son. Yeah.
Yeah, my oldest actually experienced, you know, balding and what have you and stomach issues and... My oldest son, yes.
Okay. Well, some of that balding stuff is other stuff going on, too. So.
Okay.
But he definitely has resentment and rage. But once again, I'm going to ask you this. Just allow him that space. If you're letting go of, ooh, I feel that, where, there it goes. You know what the scalenes are? They're kind of those. I don't know if they're tendons or exactly what they are, that they, those ties from your, kind of your ear down your neck and to your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling it on my left side. And the burden of this, of his pain is on your shoulders. So is it okay if God releases that, you from that burden?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And the burden of this divorce was on your shoulders. So is it okay if you release that?
Yes.
And the weight of the world is on your shoulders. Is it okay if God releases that from you and sends that to God's light?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Well.
You can allow him that space to be. You just needed to heal yourself, because all you can do is heal yourself and feel better about it so that he can have room to do what he needs to do here. So.
Yes. And those were apparently the blockages that were, you know, impeding my progress, even in business. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew it was something there. And yes, so thank you.
Yeah, there you go. So, and let's show you how you can connect to your father and love your father without holding on to the grief of his death. Okay? And that you can let that grief go so that you can open up for this connection. It's okay if you're feeling it, okay? This is not a, you know, any sort of judgment about that at all. It's just allowing that grief to leave so that more love can come in from him. Because he really wants to help you with business. And he really
was a great businessman. I'm looking at his picture right now. And I, as a child, I used to travel with him. I used to go along with him, you know, and on his business meetings and what have you. And I learned everything from him.
Yeah, he's and he wants to teach you more. So let's just open up that channel so that you can receive him through dreams, you can feel his presence, any way that you feel comfortable connecting with him. And let's just fill you with his love, because, oh, is he proud of you?
Yes.
He just loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so let's just receive that. That's really wonderful.
I receive it. I knew that's the only man ever that I had no question of, that loves me, that was proud of me, that I, no question, so thank you.
And can I say this to you? Is it okay if God shows you how you can have that in your life again? That you can have a man, your most romantic, compatible, your most compatible romantic soulmate male human being, I know it's a long list, that you can have him in your life now, that you can have the same divine timing and find him and understand that it's possible for you to love romantically, passionately, and unconditionally this man, and that he can do the same for you.
Yes.
And that it's time for you to allow this guy to come in, because I think he's been waiting a while. He's getting a little impatient. Okay? Show you how to receive that, because he had a great dad. It's time he had a great husband.
Yes, I just posed the question. I just released it to the universe, and mm-hmm. yes.
Well, here's the deal. This is something my teacher talked about with soulmates, with most compatible romantic soulmates, that trying to find one is like looking for a needle in a haystack. If we're looking for it, we're never going to find it. But if we jump in the haystack, the needle will find you.
Yes.
Let's just show you how to, God's going to show you how to jump into that haystack right now so that you can find this wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
And that he can help you with this. There you go. And this is for everyone here. That
yep.
wonderful woman for you. Whoever. And so that you can feel him or her. You can feel your most compatible romantic soulmate human being. Okay? Whoever that is for you, you can feel them and let them know you're ready. And call in their divine timing and yours too. And that's when you want to be with this person, when your divine timing crosses. Or else you might meet them when they're already married or they're just after something, you know, happened and they can't get there. You know what I mean? Like right
yes.
person, wrong time.
Right.
You want right person, right time now.
Right time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right person, right time now. Okay. There you go. Let's just have a healing on your body here. And know that everything's going to be okay with your son. And just to let that go and just understand that they know that you're there to love them and that
mm-hmm.
the rest is there, you know, they've got some work to do. And it's okay.
And it's okay, yes.
So that they can work it out too.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see you move on with your life, it's going to help them. And their father, in a lot of ways, hasn't moved on and he's frozen. And they get to choose whatever lesson they want. They get to choose their teacher. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
But even if they choose him, they may choose what not to do, you know?
Yes. And I've resolved that. Yes. Yes, yeah. I agree.
Okay. All righty. All right, you're complete here, my dear.
Thank you.
Ooh, thank you, ladies. God bless.
God bless you.
Blessings.
Oh, sorry. Blessings to you too, dear. We just have a couple minutes left, and
sure.
this caller actually had the question, and I also wanted to acknowledge a lot of people here that are looking to do something different in their life. And Kazri from Prince Edward Island is asking, could you do a clearing for all the budding healers on the call who need to remove blocks to be the healers that they truly be?
Sure. Let's just show you. Most of the time it's about fear, right? So let's just remove that fear and let you understand that all of those times, maybe in past lives when you were a healer and you got punished for it, you got killed for it, let's just have God release all that trauma and that shock from that. And that sadness and that disappointment that those lifetimes you weren't able to be what you wanted to be without being persecuted. Okay? And let's show you also that it's possible to be that now, that we are at a time in our lives, in a place that it's safe to do that now. It's safe to be seen,
yeah.
And it's safe to do your healing and be in service to others without harming yourself anymore or opening yourself up to harm. And that's the most important thing, that you understand that if this world, you know, I said this the other day, you know, this world is everything, right? It's all the good, it's all the bad, it's all the everything in between, and we're just holding up little magnets. What do you want to come to you? I'm deserving of love. I'm deserving of good fortune. I have it now. I'm a great healer. I'm a great witness to God's miracles. And today, this happened today. This is so cool. I just want to end with this. That I heard this definition inside from God about miracles are intentions in their full potential.
Love it.
Yeah, isn't that cool? You know,
yeah.
Coming to their full potential. Intentions coming to their full potential.
Yeah.
And that's what that's about.
Yeah, this is the lifetime we get to do it, guys. We're not going to get killed for who we are or what we know and the brilliance that we be. Karen Abrams, what an absolute pleasure to have you. Again, if you're interested in getting her, all her audio downloads, over 10 hours of wonderful theta healing, $1,000 worth of healing, for $97. Just go ahead and click on the special offer button. Karen Abrams, thank you for being the light into the world. It was wonderful having you on this call.
Well, it has truly been an honor to be here. It's been absolutely wonderful.
All right. Well, go have fun with your wonderful mate and your darling little 4.5-year-old precious child.
I will. I will. And you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, dear. And sending you all, as always, infinite love and appreciation. Thank you so much for you. Be you and change the world. Until next time, my friends.